Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Kelim. We are in the first parak. We are up to Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So the Mishnayos now, having identified the levels of Tumah and the different ideas behind Tumah, turns to its nemesis, the opposite, namely the levels of Kedusha. And here the Mishnah begins, Eser Kedusha, saying there are 10 levels of holiness. Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol Ha'aretz. Step number one, Rosh Hashanah used to love to quote this Mishnah to us all the time. Eretz Yisrael has the highest level of Kedusha from all the other nations of the world. Umai Kedusha Sa, what makes the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Shemavien Mimena Homer. It's not because, but rather because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the land, and we have the opportunity to bring karbanos from the land. The land itself gives us an opportunity to find and seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha and do things with that Kedusha. Ubikurim, the Habikurim. And it also brings the Kedusha of the Bikurim, Ushtei Alechem, and also the Shtei Alechem, which are brought on Shavuos. Masha in Kain, Mikol Aratzos. You can't do those mitzvahs from all the other land. So clearly, this land must be more significant than all the other lands in terms of the level of Kedusha. Mishnah Zayin continues, Ayaros Hamukafus Chamo Mekudeshes Mimena. Within the land of Israel, the lands, the cities that have walls in them, must be more kadosh. How do we know that? Shemeshalchen mitocha nesa mitzorayim. We send the mitzorah out of those walled cities, which means that if the city can't hold the tumah of the individual in that process. Umisabavin lesochan meis ad sheyirtzu. However, at the same time, a corpse can be carried around within the cities as long as it needs to be carried around. But yatsa in machzirino. So once you take it out of the city, once you take the body, the corpse out of the city, you can't bring it back to the city. Which seems to imply that that level of kedusha must be stronger than the level of the kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, where you are burying the dead bodies. This is kind of significant for us when we sit dealing with the cities in the land of Israel to know where people are allowed to be buried, where not to be buried in a ir hamukefes choma, in one of those cities that has a wall around it from the days of Yehoshua. We know that those cities have responsibility. Yerushalayim, for instance, the city of Yerushalayim has more kedusha than the other places. To be honest, we're going to see that tomorrow anyway. But there are other walled cities. There was a discussion in one of Rav Yashuv's tshuvas from the former Rav of Haifa, Rav Shai Yashuv Kohn, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, as to whether certain areas near Haifa also take on the status because of certain archaeological discoveries. So in a city like that, which may have a wall around it from the days of Yehoshua, right, that those places would have more kedusha, because inherently we know the mitzvos in those places required a certain level of tara and not to be tamei in the process. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll build on the list from nothing to Eretz Yisrael, to walled cities within Eretz Yisrael, to the next level, which we'll get to. Bezos Hashem tomorrow. Have a great day.